Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Before you do the thing, there's a couple things I thought you would be interested in about the Yankees double shutout of the Cubs, if you didn't see it.
Yeah, no, what? Tell me.
The Yankees double shutout of the Cubs yesterday is the first time the Yankees have done that since 1987. That was Tanaka and Pineda with the goose eggs. Tanaka now is only the third pitcher in Major League history.
The only sport's only been around, what, 150 years or something?
With as many as 28 strikeouts in his first three Major League games. He's only the second pitcher since 1900 with eight or more Ks in his first three starts. The other was Steven Strasburg in 2010. So, Christy Mathewson, Bob Feller, Bob Gibson, Jim Palmer, Tom Seaver, none of them ever did that. Now, the Cubs, not as interesting, but the Cubs last time they were involved in it, getting shut out twice in a day in a doubleheader, 1962 against the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cubs only have two runs scored in the last 26 innings.
Wow.
That's the little tail of the tape on that double shutout from the Yankees against the Cubs yesterday. All right, go ahead.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mark.
All right, the afternoon baseball, little matinee in front of about 22, 23,000 people at Comerica. Tigers were winners over the Indians, 7-5 was your final. That's also the record right now. Justin Verlander goes 5 for the win, so he's in there for the decision. His second W of the season. Ian Kinsler with a big three-run ding in the fifth, 4 ribbies. Kinsler's hitting like .450 with runners in scoring position. Austin Jackson, AJ had 2 sack flies. Joe Nathan, a perfect ninth for his second save. That's what I'm talking about, dead arm. That's how you're supposed to do it. A little perfect action never hurt anybody. Don't get it. Don't roller coaster it like TJ used to do. So Tigers 7-5. They'll play the Angels tomorrow. Angels come to town for a weekend set. Albert Pujols, 4 homers away from .500. Tomorrow's game, well, Drew Smyly gets to face Pujols and Jared Weaver. College baseball, Michigan opens their weekend Big Ten series at Purdue tomorrow, MSU the same in Indiana, Oakland U, and Youngstown State. Wings open the Cup playoffs, you know this by now, ad nauseum, at Boston tomorrow night at the TD Garden. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, round one, game one, Rangers are up over the Flyers, 4-1 third, there are 4 different scores for New York in that game. Blackhawks lead the Blues 3-2 in the second. Just getting started in the Pepsi Center, Minnesota and Colorado, the Avs and the Wild. Kings and Sharks at the Tank going about 45 minutes from now. Other baseball, American League, Minnesota in the nightcap trails Toronto that double dip today, 5-3 in the sixth. Minnesota won the first game. Twins did 7-0 behind Kyle Gibson. He's 3-0 on the season. Texas over Seattle, 8-6. Robinson Cano, his first home run for Seattle. Shinshu Chu, his first home run for Texas, so they're new teams. Prince Fielder 0-3. Yankees lead Tampa now at the Trop, 7-1 in the seventh. Soriano and McCann with big homers for the Yanks tonight. No score and no hits. That's through 5. Boston and Chicago. I haven't seen that in a while. A double no-no. We'll check it. Most current information on that because I want to see if that's still that way. But last check, it was a double no-no for the Red Sox and White Sox. Someone's got to have had a hit by now. Well, we're in top 6. The Red Sox have a hit and a run. In fact, it's Xavier Bogaerts with a homer to break up the White Sox-Chris Sale no-hit portion, but the Boston no-hit portion, it's weird, is still alive in the 6th inning. So the Red Sox with Lester on the mound. You got John Lester on the mound for Boston. He has the no-no going through 5. In fact, he has a perfect game into the 6th inning, and Chris Sale has given up his first. Sale's got 9 strikeouts in the 6th. Not in that inning, but so far. So that was the double no-no going on between Boston and Chicago off 35th and Shields. Kansas City over Houston 4-0 in the 5th. National League Philly over Atlanta this afternoon 1-0. Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1. Padres, Ian Kennedy lost his no-hitter in the 6th, and they end up losing the game. Colorado beat San Diego at Petco 3-1. St. Louis blowing out the Nationals 8-0 in the 8th. Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 4-2 7th. And at the PGA Tour Heritage at Hilton Head, Kuchar, McGirt, and Langley, all with 66s, 5 under par. That's a 2-shot lead on Harris English. Second round bright and early tomorrow at South Carolina's Hilton Head. Beautiful place, the Heritage, where they play that. And the NBA playoffs begin Saturday with 4 games going from 12:30. all the way to 9:30. That is your Sports Wrap, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Doc Tari?
Yep, this is for JD, our buddy John Davis. You don't remember this? Do you remember this, Mark? With Clarence, the cross-eyed lion was the last.
No. We've done this before.
Yeah.
I think we did this like years ago, and he asked the same thing I've never heard of.
Never heard of it.
No.
All right, it is a TV theme song. Thursday, Rob Dude. Parker along with the man Mark Wilson.
Are you that programmed? Do you almost want to say Sports Execution?
Yes, I was going to say it. It is Sports Night with Parker the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN. The Fan.
Just to clarify again, Xander Bogaerts has broken up one of the two no-hitters. He broke up Chris Sale's no-hitter, but Sale's got 9 strikeouts in the 6th inning, and the no-hitter for John Lester remains. So the Boston portion of the no-hit of the dual no-hitter is still alive.
Only John would text and say, that's the theme song, Mark, to the second season. Only he would know that. That's unbelievable.
Oh, great. I gotta go. I'm gonna go binge watch so I can see all of Doc Tari.
Well, I think the other one used to go Doc Tari, Doc Tari. I think there were words to it, but anyway. So you
if there were words that you just said, boy, that's really complicated.
Doc
Tari. I don't know who wrote that song. So yes, we still have a no hitter going in Chicago for John Lester. Chris Sale's no hitter is over thanks to Xander Bogaerts with the home run, his first of the season. It's 1-0 Boston. Just to wrap up the Red Wing stuff. We'll obviously do a little bit more right before the game tomorrow. 7:30 is the start in Boston. So who do you think? Let's go just real quick, Rob. Let me go. In these playoffs, who do you like, Rangers in Philadelphia?
I mean, it's so easy for me to look now and say the Rangers because they blew them out in game one, but it was at Madison Square Garden. So I don't know. I mean, I think that would be unfair. I really didn't look at that. I didn't really look at that series like close enough to be
Columbus,
honest.
Pittsburgh.
Who do you got? No, let me hear your picks. You go.
I'm going to go with the Rangers. They're better than you think, and I think that for the first time since 20 years ago when they broke through and finally won a cup.
That wasn't 20 years ago. That was 1994. Gotcha.
With what's his ass? The goalie. Can't remember his name. Not Van Beesbrook. The other one. Richter. Mike Richter.
Mike Richter. Right.
How quickly we forget. I'm going to go with the Rangers. I'm not going to give games or anything. I'm going to go with the Rangers. And then I think Pittsburgh does do win the B-Jacks. And I'm going to go with...
Keep going. Let me hear.
I'm going to go with Tampa. I'm going to hang with my boy Stevie Y and take him over to the Canadiens.
He just got a new, 4-year contract.
Yeah.
So they like what he's doing there.
Steve Stamkos needs to step this thing up. He had a bad year. He should be right there with Ovechkin scoring 40 to 50 a season. In the Wings and I said Boston in 6. I'm going to take Boston. I'll take the Bruins in 6. I love Alex Ovechkin. You know, in Washington, he got a 51-goal score. They didn't make the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Ovechkin's quote was, right now the Washington Capitals are in the middle of nowhere. I mean, he's right.
Half the league makes the playoffs, so for them not to make it with a player of that caliber, that's a bad deal.
It's still weird to see.
Bad. That's bad for the league, Mark, right?
Yeah, because you don't have many options. You got Sid the Kid. You got Corey Perry, and those are your scorers this year. Those are the only 3 guys who are 40 goals. Crosby, Perry, and Ovechkin. It's weird not to see Martin Brodeur in the postseason. It's weird to see because he's flying to the end of the career. No Devils, no Caps, or Senators in the East. In the West, it's weird that there's no Canucks, no Predators, even though they never did very well in the postseason, and Barry Trotz is out as coach, and no Phoenix Coyotes. So in the West, I'm going to take Anaheim over Dallas.
When do the Coyotes go to Arizona? Don't they change their name? Is that next year?
What?
I thought didn't they change their name?
To what?
Arizona.
What about them? Did they call the Phoenix Arizonans?
No, they're not going to be Phoenix Coyotes anymore.
Yeah, they're still playing in Phoenix.
No, but I thought they put in for a name change.
Arizona Coyotes?
Yeah, am I right?
Mark, because they're moving,
right? That's fine.
Okay. But don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I just said Coyotes. Are they changing the Coyote part?
No, but I think they're changing their name. Somebody look it up for me, please. I know I'm not daydreaming. Go ahead.
I don't care what they call themselves. Unless they change the Coyote part, unless they're actually physically moving out of Arizona. which I think Wayne Gretzky wanted to do at one point, but that's beside the point.
That franchise is terrible.
You know what? Coming or going, I don't know what's going on with that stupid – that franchise is terrible. I mean, that was the Winnipeg Jets. And then the Winnipeg Jets came back. So the Winnipeg Jets were the Coyotes that never won anything. And now they're moving somewhere, and Winnipeg is back in. So you got two Winnipeg Jets that are playing in the NHL. No one ever bothered to talk about that. Two Winnipeg Jetses. All right, Minnesota, Colorado. I'm going to go with I hate the Avs. I'm going to go with Minnesota. And the LA Kings and San Jose Sharks. Man, how many times are we going to play the Shark game? It was like the Vancouver game. How many years in a row was Vancouver supposed to win the cup?
How many?
Arizona.
So do they play in Glendale, Mark?
Arizona Coyotes. Coyotes. What do you, Eric, you're so funny. You're just typing stuff. Do they play in Glendale?
Yeah.
They're switching the name from the Phoenix Coyotes
to the Arizona Coyotes.
Arizona Coyotes starting next season.
Okay. I knew something like that was happening. They're trying to.
Do they have a new arena?
Yeah, Glendale.
Are they there now? Where are they now? Downtown?
No, they're Phoenix? In Glendale.
Right, but they're already in Glendale, right?
Right, but that's why they're changing the name to try to make it for a state.
Killing me with the Arizona Coyotes.
You know what, Mark? I don't even get it. Really? let me ask you this.
Yes.
Really?
Why will the Florida Marlins win became the Miami Marlins?
Well, if you're in Minnesota, you really won't go to the games because they're called Minneapolis Twins or, when cities do that, does that really bother somebody?
Yeah, but everything since the Minneapolis Lakers in that town has been Minnesota. Minnesota Vikings.
Everything.
Minnesota Twins. Minnesota Timberwolves. No one's the Minneapolis anything since the Lakers left Minneapolis for Los Angeles.
Because they don't want to alienate the people in St. Paul to say, oh, the team's not named after us.
Yeah, I think that's a huge deal. That's a big deal. It's Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Is that the problem with the Rays? Is that the people in St. Petersburg are mad because they're called the Tampa Bay Rays? Even though, Mark, Tampa Bay is the area. It's Tampa. Right? It's Tampa, Florida, not Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa, and it's St. Petersburg. Am I correct?
That's correct.
So why are people mad when they say Tampa Bay?
You're connected by the Howard Franklin Causeway or the
Which
Courtney
is a scary,
Campbell.
Those things are.
The Courtney
what
Campbell.
What are those over water for like 20 miles?
It's the Howard Franklin.
Mark, don't you ever think a big wave is going to come and wash you off?
No, I never think a big. No. No.
You're right on top of the water.
You've been driving on the
for
Campbell.
For 20 years.
And you think of like. Whoa, a big wave
will come. Or a shark will jump up on.
Have you ever driven over the Sunshine Skyway?
Yes.
Do you like doing this?
No, I hate that bridge.
Have you ever gone to Key West?
Yes.
The 7 Mile Bridge?
Yes.
What did you do on that one?
I don't like it.
How did you make it through the 7 Mile Bridge?
I have no idea. I think I went once.
And so who are you picking to win it all?
I'm going to go with Boston.
You're going to go with the Bruins.
Because what did you tell me their plus minus was? It was
87.
Huge. Huge.
Plus 87.
And I hate picking the obvious pick or whatever the top team. I mean, that's so easy to pick. It's not like I'm out on a limb when it comes to the NBA because I picked a Brooklyn-Houston finals. Everybody on Twitter thinks I'm crazy. But in this one, I don't have an issue with going with Boston.
You know who I would love to take for the first time ever?
Who?
The St. Louis Blues. That franchise has been around dormant. Really, I mean, they've had their little moments, but nothing major. Scotty took them to the Stanley Cup their first 3 years because there was no options. That's when the West first was not the original six anymore. Look, we got one more thing. Let's do that. We'll come back. We'll do last call time. We haven't even done last call time, have we? Here, are we last call time?
Yeah, we are.
Let's do it then.
Look at the time.
I know. Last call time. Bring it. 248-848-1130. And then I'll go more about the St. Louis Blues next on Sports Night with Parker the Man back on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Do you or anybody you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for? If so, you need to do it as quick as possible, in my opinion. Contact United Credit.
And, Mark, you know what? United Credit is a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest fees and even higher auto insurance rates.
With over 10 years' experience, they've got an A-plus rating, and they've earned it, with the Better Business Bureau, that's your BBB, and have achieved results for thousands of very satisfied clients.
That's right. So, Mark, let them help you restore your score. You heard me?
I love the restore your score more than restore the roar.
That's right. And get the credit you deserve. Pick up the phone. Call them today at 877-274-7654.
That's 877-274-7654. They can help you. United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get United Credited.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly...
Here we go. This is 70s. A Quinn Martindale production.
Quinn Martin wasn't Martindale.
Martindale?
Quinn Martin.
A Quinn Martin production.
Yeah.
What was that?
The 18?
Kojak. It was supposed to be the 18, but your CD skipped, Rob.
Did it really? See, somebody messed it up. I was wondering what happened.
Kojak.
I'm not blaming you. I've noticed CDs have been bounced around.
Come on, Rob. What was Telly Savalas' famous line? He had the
who loves your baby?
Who loves your baby?
Who loves your baby?
Who loves your baby?
How about, do you remember the show Get Christy Love?
Yeah, Get Christy Love was with...
Gary, do you? Gary, come on. Do you remember that?
What was the name of the woman?
Not at all.
Yeah, you're too young, Gary.
Come on, who was in Get Christy Love? Rob, you don't remember, know her name?
I don't remember her name, but
star
you know,
of the show.
What was her, what was her line?
Who loves you, baby?
Freeze, sugar. Mark, come on, freeze, sugar. That was.
I remember the show, and I'm having a difficult time remembering the star.
Get Christy Love.
Hold on, I'll find it. Get
Christy Love.
It was right there. It was.
I don't remember her name. The show wasn't on that long.
Hold on.
Teresa Graves?
Teresa Graves.
How long was that show on?
Yes. Harry Gardino was on that show, too. That show was on 1974. And that's I think it was just out in 1974 for, was it even a series?
It looks like it was a made-for-TV film.
Movie. I could have sworn that was a series.
No, that's not what it says. I thought it was a series, too.
The film was inspired by Pam Grier's Foxy Brown and Coffee, 1973 Coffee and Foxy Brown, 1974, which makes sense. She was on Laugh-In, Teresa Graves, because she had a lot of her Laugh-In partners on the show, like Joanne Worley, Artie Johnson, and Judy Carn. Sock it to me.
All right.
My thing with the St. Louis Blues is they've been so dormant. I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do, Rob? I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to pick the St. Louis
now,
Blues.
I love that. I love picks like that because that's out on a limb.
I'm going to pick the Blues to win the Stanley
Cup. So the last time they won was Scotty Bowman.
Never. They went three straight years. Montreal beat them all three.
Wow.
So I'm going to pick the Blues. And then Scotty said, I'm going to join the good team and went over to the Canadiens. But that's the last time the Blues went to the Stanley Cup. Was it 67, 68, 69?
Unbelievable.
Sorry, Wings. I'm taking the Bruins in six.
It's all good.
It's all good in the hood, man. It's all good in the Wings hood.
Man, what a long day. Me and EP were down at the ballpark already earlier today. All right, here we go.
I told you all through thick and thin, on up until the end. Parker's been your friend.
I've been your friend.
Don't forget, Rob, tomorrow we'll check on the Wings. Well, Wings and Bruins again. Tigers and the Angels. So we got a lot of stuff.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
Trout is in town. Hey, Mark, let's thank, of course,
Steve Trout.
EP.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout. I knew you were going to say that.
Steve Trout.
EP, Gary, Nick Ryan, and Justin, the streaming video minions.
They're minions.
All on the other side of the glass. You know, we wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without those guys.
Don't forget, you can email us at parkertheman@yahoo.com. Check our Twitter. Check the Facebook. Go to iHeartRadio. Download the app. And as always, check our website, parkertheman.com or premiersportstalknetwork.com. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker Man recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. You got your Fox Sports Radio next, Jason Smith, and then Matt Shepard in the morning, tomorrow 7 to 10.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC, you later.
TV theme song Thursday, Julie Bowen, Call Me.